On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, Child Evangelism Fellowship has regularly been on KLYT, including our local representative. Today's conversation we're having with Sam Rejoy. Sam is the area director in the Middle East, but our focus today is on what's happening in Nigeria, and Sam will bring us up to speed and let us know what's really above the fold as far as news, as far as violence against Christians there in Nigeria. Sam, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be on call with you. I look forward to a very healthy conversation.
Yeah, and you know, Sam, before we jump into the news of the Middle East, for, you know, our listeners should be familiar with Child Evangelism Fellowship. However, for those not familiar, bring them up to speed as much or as little as you'd like.
Sure, Steve. So Child Evangelism Fellowship, or CEF, as we use the acronym, has been in ministry for almost 90 years. In 2027, we would complete 90 years of serving the gospel to boys and girls all over the world. Child Evangelism Fellowship is a ministry that was started by the Lord through Brother Irvin Overholser, and God gave him the vision that children, when the gospel is shared to them, can hear and be transformed, and the light of the gospel can come into their hearts. And so from that time onwards, our aim and purpose is to evangelize boys and girls all over the world. We currently have ministry in over 200 nations of the world, and we have workers, our teams that are working with local, partnering with local churches, Christian organizations, so that we can train them. We have series of training programs that we can take children's workers or those who are interested in ministering to children. We also produce literature. Hundreds of thousands, millions of pieces of literature are transferred to many parts of the world. And so we can provide that along with our trainings. And the goal of our workers is to train and equip volunteers. We work with hundreds of thousands of volunteers all around the world who are associated with churches. The aim of our programs are to bring the gospel to children and then disciple them in God's word. As you probably know, our vision is to reach every child of every nation with the word of God every day. And so that is really what is in our DNA, and we work towards that. Last year, God blessed us to reach over 27 million children around the world.
Wow.
With the gospel.
Wow, that is incredible. And this is the next generation to continue to share the gospel of Jesus with the lost world. And I appreciate the work CEF is doing. Before we move on to, I want to make sure our listeners have a couple of resources internationally. The website is cefonline.com. Here in New Mexico, cefofnewmexico.com. You heard much about the work that is done, that Sam shared. And you know, just a reminder, even just in our local schools, Bible clubs and camps, and it's just a blessing to see the outreach to these kids. Now, the horrifying part of the story we're going to be touching on today, and honestly, I'm not sure, you know, how deep we're going to go into this, although you may want to explain to your children that brothers and sisters around the globe are suffering for the cause of Christ, the remainder of the conversation, not sure how appropriate it'll be for little ears parents, so you may want to gather the information and then share with them what you'd like. But let's move on to what's happening, Sam, in Nigeria. CEF reaches, I see in a note here, over 3 million across West and Central Africa.
That's right.
And there's violence happening there now that is just staggering.
That's right. Steve, as I mentioned, we operate and have ministry in almost every nation around the world. And so these stories that come from some of these nations are really harrowing, touches the heart, and sometimes even images that come, as you said, are even our eyes cannot take it. And so these days, we have been very concerned with what's happening in Nigeria. And so it's a good opportunity for us to speak. Now, I'm not going to go into the graphic details, so I'll keep it still something that we all can be aware of and we can pray. But just to give you a little background about Nigeria is that Nigeria is a country where about 50% of the population are Christians and the other about 50 are Muslims, with maybe about 5 to 10% that are traditional religions that are there. So it's a country that's kind of very equally divided between these two major religions. However, Christians in this country have been marginalized, and you know, in terms of admission to universities or employment or even to government positions, they do have problems of getting, especially in the northern states, where northern part of Nigeria, where the other communities are stronger, and so Christians are being targeted, churches are being attacked. There's a lot of banditry and kidnapping that happens, and some of them might not even be religious focused. It just is money focused. Churches are being attacked. Just today, I got video sent to me by one of our leaders in the region of a terrible attack that has happened in Nigeria. And some 10-50 people have been terribly killed in gruesome way. So it is a country that's really hard for our brethren to work. And the good part in all of this that we still hear, even what Open Doors 2024 report says, that the ministry is growing, churches are growing, and despite the attacks that has happened. So some good news, some bad news. And however, our workers that are there are finding themselves, and sometimes they don't know what would happen, what would trigger violence. There's a lot of religious prejudice that is there in some of the, and it's again geographically divided between north and south. And so people of one religious group in one area, they might not be able to go to the other area for ministry or to do anything. Just to give you an example, our national director from Nigeria was here at headquarters for some meetings a couple of weeks ago. He flew back to the capital city and he needed to go to where the ministry is based. And he actually stayed over at a friend's house after landing because it was not safe for him to travel at night. And then the next day at daylight is when he headed out. So there's a lot of lack of security and concern for personal life and risk to life or health. So it is a difficult area or a country at this point in time.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's important for those of us so far away from Nigeria, here in America, not to say that Christians aren't persecuted here in the United States, but certainly not to the degree we're seeing, especially in northern Nigeria at this time. And other area, you know, Mozambique, we've heard, and Congo. Other areas, yeah, it is important for the KLYT listener to at very least spend some time praying for our brothers and sisters, whether with the Child Evangelism Fellowship or other groups and other churches in Nigeria. And you know, you mentioned growth in spite of the difficulty. And you know, from my experience and just my you know, regularly kind of keeping up either at times like this or looking even at the past, would you say that it's true, Sam, that in spite of what's happening, you know, now and at other times, the church flourishes often under persecution? Not that we would ever hope for persecution so that the church would flourish, But God continues to do a mighty work, and the workers with CEF continue to do work there. Can you tell us what the CEF workers are you know, continuing to be able to do, and the difficulties that they're facing, or maybe some prayer item lists with specificity for our KOYT listeners as we kind of put a bow on our conversation.
So, Steve, as we look at, and as what you rightly said, that when we look at the world and we see persecution, the church normally flourishes when there is persecution. And the news that is coming out from, you probably have read this, Open Doors again in 2023, was 82% of the Christians that were killed worldwide came out of Nigeria. That's such terrible news.
Wow.
But at the same time, we get other reports saying that the Pew Research has shown that in 2023, that Christianity share is rising. And what was 50% in 2020 is projected to be about 55% in 25. So there is a seeking of the love of God, and the faith of people are growing. And one of the reports that comes out is also that despite Boko Haram or Fulani or other militants, believers are saying that their trust in God has deepened. And we praise God for that. Home-based worship is growing. So people and stuff meeting in churches are now meeting under mango trees or at homes. And so there's a lot more discipleship capabilities that are going in. Pastors are praising God for what God is doing despite these atrocities. Now, you asked about CEF. And for us as Child Evangelism Fellowship, a lot of our workers focus our ministry in Christian-dominated environment where we can openly do our ministries, but we also have a strategic approach to non-Christian dominated areas, which are not very overt and not in an obvious way. What we have is youth engagement programs through our CEF Good News Club ministry. I think you're familiar with that. But unlike here, where it is happening in schools and public places, there it would be both maybe in an open area with large groups, or it could be in more of hidden areas, or in a smaller way. Friday Club, which is our teen discipleship ministry of CYIA, and the result of that is also recording record attendance in areas that we are having it. This is all possible because of prayer. And as you know, CEF, prayer is our foundation. And prayer for Nigeria vigils are held, which are drawing thousands. And there's a great effort both at our team's level and in partnership with churches to grow the prayer ministry so the Lord can continue to support. CEF has digital ministry, and this is something that we are focusing to these kind of hard to reach areas, so that through social media or YouTube or other platforms, even we have kid friendly platforms, children can receive the gospel on their devices or in the safety of their home. And that is reaching into urban areas especially. You know, Steve, you'd be surprised to hear that the stories of believers who died forgiving their attackers, and these kind of stories are really inspiring others. And these testimonies are leading to, again, people seeking, why? Why are they so different? Why are Christians forgiving their attackers even though they're being martyred? And so these kind of stories come out are really blessing the nation. And as CEF, we are focusing to provide both the spiritual needs, and many times our workers are also trained to reach into the social needs of these children. So especially in areas where that they're not Christian dominated areas, they go in providing like a holistic approach. So it could be their physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being of the child that is being targeted or that is being centered on. And so parents accept that, and parents are willing to send children to to these. And our national director has actually brought out a book on this strategy called The Holistic Gospel, Good News for Child's Spirit, Soul, and Body. And so it's a way to train our workers that when we reach these difficult areas, we are catering for the child as a person, as a whole, and not just only sharing the gospel and leaving. And this has had a good impact.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the work that CEF continues to do. And as we mentioned earlier, reaching millions of children. In 2024, over 31 million children reached every day, every child, every nation, every day with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the work continues. You can give to CEF on their website. You can go to cefonline.com, and you can also find out more locally here at cefofnewmexico.com. We've been visiting with Sam Rejoy, the area director from the Middle East. Sam, so much appreciate, again, the work you're doing, the team that you're working with daily, and quite honestly, globally, maybe not connecting with them in person each day, but it's a great team of people who love Jesus and are equipping the next generation to do so and create disciples as well. So we appreciate the work and would welcome you back on ABQ Connect anytime.
Thank you, Steve. It was a joy to be with you. Let's keep praying that God continues to open doors so that every child of every nation can hear the gospel.
Every day. Yep. Amen. Appreciate you, Sam. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.